At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Today marks the deadline for beneficiaries of the program known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, to submit renewal applications. 124,000 people in Texas now benefit from the deportation relief program. The deadline applies only to DACA recipients whose benefits expire before March 5th. That's the date President Trump announced the program will end if Congress fails to work out a solution. The DACA program awards a two-year work permit and a reprieve from deportation proceedings to undocumented immigrants who came to the country before they were 16 years old or who were 30 or younger as of 2012. Governor Greg Abbott and Dallas Representative Eric Johnson will meet to discuss altering or removing Confederate statues and monuments on Capitol grounds. The governor's office said the two will get together later this month on the 27th. Johnson sent a letter to the State Preservation Board in August asking for the removal of Confederate icons from the state capitol. The board oversees the Capitol grounds. In particular, Johnson wants the removal of a plaque outside his office he says is historically inaccurate. Erected in 1959, the plaque asserts the Civil War was, quote, not a rebellion, nor was its underlying cause to sustain slavery. North Texas journalism pioneer Vivian Castleberry died yesterday after battling breast cancer. She was 95. Castleberry broke barriers during her decades-long career. She spent nearly three decades editing what were at first called the women's pages at the Dallas Times-Herald. Castleberry spoke with KERA earlier this year.
I inherited a section that was food, fashion, society, and home furnishings. I was working for an all-male management who thought that women were interested only in what women traditionally did. I knew that there were stories out there that were not being covered, and I wanted to hold those stories up to a reading public that was ready for them.
Castleberry eventually became the first woman to serve on the Times-Herald's editorial board. After she retired, she started a new career as a peace activist. We'll have more on Vivian Castleberry's career tonight during All Things Considered. A film festival dedicated to documentaries opens tonight in Dallas. Our big screen team previews a pair of films playing at DocuFest that focus on the arts.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking about DocuFest, which is the documentary portion of this year's Video Fest. It's being held at the Studio Movie Grill on Northwest Highway in Dallas. And we thought we'd talk about a couple of the films that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, Stephen, I hear there's a great music documentary that you're into.
There is indeed. It's called Dare to Be Different, and it's the story of Tiny WLIR, which was a music station on Long Island in New York. It's one of those stations that you had to really like carefully turn the knob on your radio to actually tune in. But it became really influential in the late 70s and early 80s by introducing America to what we would now broadly call 80s music. And the brains behind it was this guy named Dennis McNamara, who decided that WLIR wasn't ever going to compete with the really big New York stations. And so his station would distinguish itself by introducing new artists, primarily European artists, to an American audience. And here's just a partial list of artists that the film credits WLIR with breaking.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
The Clash.
The Pretenders.
And the Replacements.
Talking Heads. Blondie.
The Smiths.
We were the first to play Madonna.
Spandau Ballet and Go West.
You too. I mean, the station had impeccable taste.
And the list goes on and on. But what's really insightful about the film is the perspective it provides on looking back at how and why this music scene came together. Here's Billy Idol, who's one of the acts who was championed by WLIR.
The sort of mainstream American music was very much caught up in what was now the end of a decade, the 70s, and kind of it had turned into almost Muzak to us. It was all very lightweight rock, you know, R-O-K as well. It wasn't rock and roll. It wasn't sexy. It wasn't breaking new bounds. It wasn't saying anything dangerous. It had no new fashion sense. In fact, it was all caught up in very much to the early days of the 70s, and you were watching that burn out, really, and it was boring us to death. And there was someone like WLIR willing to sort of put us on their radio playlist and open our music up to a load of young kids.
So that's my pick, which is focused on music. You have a pick that's more focused on books.
Yeah, Stephen, and it's also a New York film. We're showing our East Coast bias this week. It's made by Frederick Wiseman, one of the all-time great documentary filmmakers, and it's called Ex Libris, New York Public Library. It is, as you might guess from the title, about the New York Public Library.
This collection opened in 1915. In the past 100 years, every single working artist in New York City probably used this collection. Andy Warhol stole lots of stuff from us.
So is this solely about the big New York Public Library main branch, the one with the lions out front near Bryant Park, or is it a deeper dive?
Most of it is set at the main branch, but we also get out to the Bronx and we get out to other boroughs. It's really about the system as a whole, but most of the fun stuff that we see on film is happening in Manhattan. That's where we see, for instance, Elvis Costello doing an event in Ta-Nehisi Coates. Then we see a lot of other smaller but very important activities that the public library fosters, everything from adult senior citizen dance classes to after-school programs to the work that the reference librarians do to their picture archives. It's really a very immersive and ultimately very moving look at the role that a public library plays in its community, and this is one extraordinary public library.
Well, if you're into books, Ex Libris New York Public Library screens on Saturday at 11 a.m. If you're into music, Dare to Be Different shows tonight at 9:15 p.m. Both of those are at the Studio Movie Grill on Northwest Highway. Chris, I'll see you at the fest.
Let's documentary it, man.
You can find the complete DocuFest schedule at artandseek.org. Coming up on BBC NewsHour, a discussion about what's at stake in Liberia's general election, that and more on BBC NewsHour. It begins at 9 here on 90.1. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 88 ahead of us today, overnight low around 69. Temperatures get up to 91 tomorrow. It's 72 in Dallas, 70 in Fort Worth.